Good afternoon. The Alberta Clipper that brought the snow late yesterday and overnight into the early morning hours continues to track away from the region. The result is more breaks in the cloud cover, leading to a little bit more in the way of sunshine. Still plenty of clouds mixing in, and we still run the risk at a few passing flurries or snow showers, perhaps even a couple of sprinkles or rain showers as temperatures reach into the middle and upper 30s for afternoon highs. As we get into the night tonight, a west to northwest breeze will kick in. That'll push temperatures back down into the lower 20s for overnight lows with a few passing flurries or snow showers. A weak disturbance will pass through the region tomorrow, reinforcing colder air with the northwest breeze picking up at times and becoming gusty. Along with that breeze, we still will have the opportunity of a few snow showers as temperatures only manage to get into the upper 20s to around 30. Dry and cold late in the week and to start the weekend for both Friday and Saturday. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery both days with temperatures holding in the mid-20s. Two disturbances heading our way for Super Bowl Sunday. With mostly cloudy skies, energy from the south will combine with some moisture, and this will produce at least a chance for some snow showers during the day and into the evening. Not a big storm, but we could have a coating of snow by the end of the day with highs around 30. Blustery and cooler on Monday, back into the 20s before another and more potent system heads our way for the day on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, moisture moving inland over parts of the northwest and upper level energy will produce rain and high elevation snow over parts of the Pacific Northwest today and tomorrow. Additionally, snow will also develop over parts of the northern Rockies and expand into the central high plains over the next couple of days. Winter storm warnings have been issued for parts of Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming, where 8 to 12 inches of snow will fall, with localized amounts of up to 2 feet in the mountains. Meanwhile, a winter storm warning has now been issued for the Sierras again, beginning tonight. Another storm moving into the West Coast could produce 2 to 3 feet of snow by the weekend above 5,000 feet. In addition, winds will gust up to 100 miles per hour over the Sierra Ridge. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy, mid-40s. Boston increasing sunshine in the lower 40s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers and highs in the lower 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees. The average low, 15. The record high, 65, set in 1989. And the record low, 20 below zero in 1920. Sunrise this morning, 7:09 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:09 p.m. 10 hours of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy skies with breaks of sunshine, temperatures reaching into the lower to mid-30s for afternoon highs, scattered snow showers around, mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows near 20 for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of sun and clouds, a few sprinkles or rain showers today with highs in the lower 40s, partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Partly to mostly cloudy skies today with a passing snow shower becoming blustery with temperatures in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a few rain or snow showers this afternoon and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly to mostly cloudy today, becoming breezy with a few passing snow showers and highs in the middle to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, colder, a few snow showers, upper 20s to around 30. A mix of sun and clouds, blustery and cold Friday and Saturday, mid-20s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers on Sunday near 30. Dry on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, mid to upper 20s, and increasing clouds with a chance of snow or mixed precipitation Tuesday and highs around 30. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.